Welcome to We Geek Podcast. Today is August 12th, Wednesday. And man, we got a lot of show today, got a lot of news. My name's Adam and I'm here with my good friend Logan.
Hello.
Hello. And yeah, man, we got a lot of news, got a lot of exciting stuff. There's a few things I want to mention at the top of the show. There's a lot of things coming. Some big news. Listen for the next few weeks. Basically, what we're doing is we are joining TheEnd.fm. It's an internet radio station, and there'll be more news coming from it. But basically, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be joining them. You can still listen to our podcast every Wednesday on iTunes or Podbean or, you know, the Podcast Addict on Android phones, any of those apps. You can still listen there, but we're going to be actually, like, live on a radio station. So I can't wait to tell you the exact time and date. It's still in the works. We're still talking with them and getting more information. But I kind of just wanted to put that out there. And what we're going to be doing, actually, is we're going to kind of be breaking up the show into segments. And it's going to be a lot more tighter. It's going to be a lot more well-produced. Just wanted to kind of throw that out there. So it's going to be the same show. We're still going to be talking about movies, TV shows, comic books, video games, reviews. You're going to hear us say the end.fm a lot. we're just going to be taking, little breaks here and there. And but it's still going to be the same show. And I can't wait to tell you guys more. That's about it for right now, unless I'm missing some stuff, Logan.
I think that's all we have so far.
Exactly, yeah. So again, it's TheEnd.fm. So make sure you go to their website, check them out. They got a lot of cool DJs and artists and stuff, and they're doing big things. And we wanted to be a part of it. So, you know, it only helps the show. We're going to be in the same place if you want to go to your iTunes and whatnot and listen to it, or if you want to listen to it live, that definitely helps us too. So we'll have more information coming up. But let's get into it, man. Let's just start off the show talking about how was your last week, man.
Good. Well, a little good, a little bad. Actually just got back today. Well, yesterday, today, because today is tomorrow now that we're done. You see, this is the kind of thing we're going to get rid of. But had to get a new air pump in my car, and that was not fun. But luckily, I was in a place where that while I was out, I was also able to get a new phone. So, you know,
nice.
Ups and downs.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. New phones are always fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get a new one.
Yeah. I have storage now. It's crazy. There's room on it.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. My last phone broke. Went out and got, like, a cheap one. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay, I'll wait and get it. I got to wait for, I think it was, like, 2 years or something, my contract or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have a phone now, and I use it. It's fun. But it's not as fun as my old one. But, yeah, I need to get a new one.
tell us about your weekend. You had a big weekend, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man. I had a blast. I had a lot. It was my birthday weekend. So, I had a lot of stuff due prior to it. Like, I had to go to the dentist again, blah, blah, blah. I said, I have one more appointment. I keep saying that every week, but that's what they say. So, yeah, I did that, and then I went out to downtown, and, oh, I had such a blast. Ended up hanging out with a lot of old friends that I haven't seen in a while. I saw the sunrise on a roof. I felt like workaholics in a way. It was really cool. Really cool way to spend the weekend. And,
nice.
Yeah, man, I just hung out with a lot of friends. I saw a lot of movies. I saw some good movies. Saw some bad movies. And I'm sure we'll talk about that towards the end with our reviews. I saw Terminator Genesis, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, I think it's called.
That's it.
Yeah, and I just called Mission Impossible because it's the same movie every time. And I saw Fantastic Four.
Nice.
So we'll get to all that later, and maybe you can guess which ones I liked and which ones I didn't. So, but yeah, man, that was my weekend, and it's just been crazy. Dude, let's get into it. You know, we got some movie news. To talk about, you can start off at the top.
Yeah, Warner Brothers and Hasbro have partnered up. They're going to do a new Dungeons & Dragons live-action film. And my favorite part of this story is watching every website that's reported it just say, finally, a Dungeons & Dragons film. Like the one from 2000 didn't exist. Sorry, guys, we can't pretend that didn't happen because it has some of Jeremy Irons' most unbelievable, just mwah, kind of performances.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, oh, he's just, oh, it's it's magic. It genuinely is magic. But we're getting a new one. This has been an interesting kind of story to follow. Because between Universal and another, there was another production company, I think it was called Sweet Pea Productions, and Hasbro and Warner Brothers, there's been this whole kind of big legal rigmarole with the rights to D&D. But that's finally settled, and the rights reverted back to Wizards of the Coast, which is completely owned by Hasbro. So they said, hey, we're gonna, you know, we've got this now, we're gonna figure this out. And so they're teaming with Warner Brothers, and it's gonna be interesting. You know, the Game of Thrones has really revived sword and sorcery. There's no getting around it. So we're gonna see a lot more like this. And this is such a broad concept too, because it could literally be anything in this kind of realm. So it'll be interesting to see just what happens here.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, they could totally go for, you know, it's set in a fantasy world, or they could really go into, like, I don't want to say Jumanji or something like that, where, like, someone is put into a fantasy world, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because I see this as partnering with Hasbro. That's kind of the idea I get in my head. Am I totally off on that, or?
Well,
I just hope it doesn't do that. I hope it is actually like a fantasy world.
I think that's characters. What they're going to go with.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm hoping. I hope it's not like, you know, a kid got Dungeons and Dragons off the shelf of this guy's house they just moved into. They went to play it. And suddenly they're transported into this world. I could see them it's starring Jack Black. It's not Jumanji. It's Dungeons and Dragons, you know? Oh, man, I saw that trailer over the weekend for the Goosebumps again, and I'm just like, this is Jumanji. Like, this is Jumanji, unfortunately, without Robin Williams. Yeah. Rest in peace, yeah. And I was just like, that's what, like, the whole trailer, I'm like, you could tell that's what they went for.
Yeah, and hey, you know, it's not like Sony did any sort of sequel to Jumanji with another board game that people forgot about. Oh, wait, they did.
Right.
And it's not like they're going to do a remake in a couple of years or anything. Oh, wait, we're going to get to that, too.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's actually get into that. Speaking of Jumanji, that's one of the ones Sony's announced as a release date. Let's start from the beginning. Sony's got a huge list here. They got Ghostbusters. 7/15/16. Mm-hmm. Then it goes The Magnificent Seven, Underworld, and Jumanji, all in 2016.
Yeah.
Underworld 5, man, they're really up to 5?
Yeah, can you believe it? They've really stuck with this franchise that people gave up on 3 movies ago. Like, it's magic, really.
That's insane. I thought there was 3, maybe.
Well, there was 2, and then a prequel, and then the fourth one was a sequel to the original 2. So it's...
Yeah, that's...
I'm amazed, because these things haven't done good numbers. But, I guess they've done good enough, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I have no idea. I remember, like, it almost, to me, when I saw those, I was like, okay, this is... To me, it was like a Blade movie. You know, it was like right around the time... Was it around the time Blade came out that Underworld came out?
They were close. Yeah,
I thought they were, because it was around that time period where I imagine Sony was like, hey, we got to do that, because that's kind of getting some attention.
Yeah.
And they just kind of went with it, and now they're on 5. That's crazy. Jumanji, I mean, that was a great movie when we were kids. Actually, we were a little bit older, I think, weren't we?
Yeah, just on the cusp.
Yeah. It was a movie that we could still enjoy
yeah.
and be like, oh, yeah, yeah. That, I remember reading that book as a kid. and being like, oh wow, and then watch the movie with Robin Williams, of course, and everything. It was really good. I thought it was really good. So yeah, that's the first part of what they announced in 2017, starting with the Dark Tower, which we talked about last week, right? Resident Evil 6, which they're still making.
This is the last one, thank God.
Is that so? They've officially said,
yeah, because I know they've been saying that for like the last five movies, but they've all kind of come out and they said, no, one more. We've got one more, and then we're done. And I'm just floored because this is the games are trying to catch the movies in terms of which can be worse.
Yeah,
and it's sad. It's really sad. I'm like, because I was a huge fan of one and two in particular, and just to see the games, not the movies. But then just to see kind of like everything that's happened over the last decade, it's like, that's
dude. Now I never really, you know, I played the first and second one, you know, the mansion and whatnot, in the second one on PlayStation, but I never really got into any of the other games, and the movies either. I think I saw the first one. I think I saw the second one, actually, now that I think about it. But I never really saw any after that. They always just seemed really bad.
They were.
Yeah, like Sci-Fi Channel bad. And, yeah, no. It's just, why does... What the hell is Sony doing?
It makes enough money, I guess.
Yeah, and the last ones for 2017 are Bad Boys 3. Barbie and Uncharted.
Yes.
And there's one of those I'm really excited about, Uncharted. The rest I don't. And then 2019 Bad Boys 4. So I guess they're going to do two movies at once.
Probably. I would. That would make sense.
They would have to. You think they're going to get Will Smith on that?
Oh yeah. They're bringing him and Martin both back.
Oh, okay. I'm in. I mean, I like the first one. The second one is still kind of a blur to me.
Yeah,
but it was still good. I mean, those two together are—they're gold. I think
they were. You know, they were what they were. And going back and revisiting these old Will Smith franchises, like it's not working.
Yeah,
you know, like Men in Black 3 was awful.
Just, yeah, that's true. That's very true. I hope he knocks that out of the park with Suicide Squad. One of my buddies. Oh man, I know it's been all over the internet too. We were talking about Fantastic Four, and he was like, so what's it, huh? We're just some kind of Fantastic Four. And I was like, oh, they should have said that. I was like, that whole Will Smith line would have been perfect. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm rooting for Will Smith. I was a fan of his as a kid. I was a fan of him, and you know, throughout the years. The last few years, he's kind of fallen off. But I like the Bad Boys format. If they can kind of get that again, then... hey, he's going back to the well.
And then another one. I mean, they're already set for two, so yeah. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
they're not getting any younger though, like that's
no, and that's gonna be kind of cool. We'll see him a little bit older, we'll see him a little bit wiser. They'll have some years on him, and that could be interesting.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You know, if you listen to the podcast, it'll take a second. We'll be right back, though. Again, listen to the N.FM. We're going to be on there. So actually starting with this episode. In the next episode, you know, we'll be telling you what time and date. So we'll be right back. And we're back, again, with me and Logan. And, yeah, man, so let's get into the next topic here. Still in movies, Fantastic Four.
I love everything about these two pieces of news this week.
Yes,
I really do. Let's start with the fact that this movie bombed, like epically bombed.
Oh yeah,
it came out second. It came in second in its opening weekend. This is a franchise superhero movie that people are very well familiar with, and it bomb. $25.6 million.
Yeah. Hey, dude, it was... I'll talk about it later, but it was bad. It was as bad as everyone was saying.
Including the director.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's like, I went into it with optimism, thinking, like, I knew it was going to be bad, but I was like, there's going to be something I like about it. And there, every once in a while, I was like, ah, and it went away. It faded. And it was just like, yeah, dude, it was horrible. So, in a way, like, this is one of those things where people spoke with their wallets. This is not something they wanted to see. The trailers looked bad. You know, it just had such a messy, you know, last months, or actually like year, just pretty in much. Promoting it and everything else. All the drama with Disney and Fox, and you know, this is now going to be something Fox is going to put in their, you know, or Marvel's going to, you know, use against them if they want to do some future deals. You know, this is going to be a big one. Like, I see Fantastic Four being on, you know, the cutting board now.
Yeah. You know? Well, it certainly couldn't have helped matters that, you know, right before it's getting ready to premiere, its own director, I mean, Josh Trank, took to Twitter to say, yeah, I made a fantastic movie. And then the studio got a hold of it, and you got this crap. It's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'll talk about real fast TV news, but, we'll talk about it later. But, you know, the CEO, Dana Weldon of Fox, did come out this week and say they are in the works of wanting to do a X-Men TV show, but it's all in the hands of Disney. They are now trying to do a deal with Disney.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get, because right now Disney owns the rights to X-Men on television, mm-hmm. not in the filmverse. You know, and it wouldn't make sense for Disney to do an X-Men show at the moment, because it would just be promoting the movies. So,
right.
Who knows what would happen now? I'm
Give
sure Fox is going to be stubborn.
Yeah. Give us back the Fantastic Four. Give us back Galactus. Give us
exactly.
back
exactly.
And so
oh
on,
yeah,
so
dude!
On.
If they got Galactus, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, the Skrulls. Oh man, that would be amazing. And that's the thing. The older comic book fans, the ones that I talk to, the podcasts I listen to, they are in love with the Fantastic Four. They're not as relevant today as they are, of course, back in the day. But, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this guy literally was just, when he heard some of the things they were doing to Ben Grimm, he was just, you could hear him being upset. You hear him gasp, like, oh. Like, it's just disappointing. And I'll get to that later. Like, there's a lot of stuff they do, these characters, where it's just, like, they didn't care at all. And it showed. So, and like you said, the director came out and tweeted that it was a mess from the beginning. It was very clear, so.
Sad.
Yeah,
very sad.
All right. So, moving on. We got, we'll talk way more about Fantastic Four later. But Mortal Kombat. We got some good news coming out of Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
James Wan, am I saying that right?
Yeah,
to produce
it.
Upcoming reboot, and Oren
Uziel,
yeah, who did Mortal Kombat Legacy, and David Cullum, Godzilla, writing the screenplay. Now, this is great news. I want more Mortal Kombat, of
yes.
course. I really don't want it as the gritty online one that they did. That was cool for that space. It was a cool different thing. Oh man, I want it kind of be like a tournament and stuff like that.
Well, and the other thing that Dave Callahan wrote besides Godzilla was The Expendables.
Okay.
And
okay,
I think that kind of vibe works better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, I don't want to, it, when I saw the gritty remake, it was like, it wasn't the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't the same. It was like, that's kind of embarrassing. We're going to take the characters and do a new spin on them. I don't necessarily want a new spin, but I do want it less cheesy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like it when films embrace the content and embrace the characters, embrace the fans, and do that. You know, it kind of goes back to Fantastic Four. They totally went the opposite direction, and it burned them. Mortal Kombat, it's like, the people that are going to go see that are the people that played that when they were kids. They're the people that played that now. They're the people that have been watched the original movie. You know, give us that. Give us, you know, Scorpion, you know, Sub-Zero. That's what I want. But yeah, give it good writing, you know, and it looks like they have some great writing on it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I know a lot of people didn't like Godzilla, but I didn't like it as much as a lot of other people did, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a second half movie. It is.
Right. Yeah. It did draw out. But yeah, man, moving on, we got some Baywatch news.
A phrase actually uttered in the 21st century.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for this film. You got Zac Efron is in talks to star with Dwayne the Rock Johnson, or yeah. Just Dwayne Johnson now. Known, of course, for being in Ballers. I'm just kidding. to star in the film reboot of the TV show. And, you know, if they can do a 21 Jump Street, why not Baywatch?
Yeah, I guess.
That's hilarious. Did you see Neighbors?
I did. Oh, dude. Yeah.
I loved him in that.
He was good.
Like, oh, yeah, just, man. He was great in it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, dude, I'm all in. If it's anything like 21 Jump Street, I'm going to love it. You know, Baywatch is just one of those things we all saw as kids. You know, if you were anything like me, you watched it really kind of for one reason. Mm-hmm. And,
well,
you know,
two.
Yeah, two, exactly. But yeah, man, it can be cheesy. It can be fun. And I could totally see The Rock and Zac Efron just being goofballs in it. And it would be fantastic.
So there's your next crossover. Once 21 Jump Street crosses over with Men in Black, then they can cross over with Baywatch.
Exactly. Do we know what studio's doing that?
Probably, but I missed it.
Yeah. All right.
Whew, yeah.
It's all good. Let's see here.
Speaking of.
Yeah, no, we got a new Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, they're rebooting it again.
What? I was never a Nightmare on Elm Street fan. I was always Jason. I was always Friday the 13th. There was something about the camp and it being the 70s and 80s and whatnot. And this guy walking around in the woods. You know, I was born and raised in Florida. I've been to one summer camp. And it's exactly what you imagine summer camps like. If you've seen Wet Hot American Summer, the movie or the TV show, which I don't know if you have, Logan. We haven't talked about that.
I haven't yet. I know.
It's so funny. One of the funniest things I've seen made in the last 10 years, hands down. The trick is, anyone listening, watch the movie first. It's, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't know what. It came out 2001. And basically, it's just there was a lot of no-name actors that are now huge. Is in the summer camp, and it's just goofy, it's fun, and then Netflix did a TV show about it, and they just released it. It's like 8 episodes, and it's hysterical. And it's kind of in the same vein as, help me out here. What's the, the Naked Gun movies. It's goofy. It's kind of like the first Scream, like before it went way too off the rails, and it does go off the rails, but it's that same kind of like, it's just funny, but it's dumb funny. So anyway, sorry. Nightmare on Elm Street. let's see here. Developing another reboot after what was the last one called?
It was just A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
Yeah. It was the one they had Jackie Earle Haley as Freddy.
Mm. I don't think I ever saw that one. No. I was never. I saw the last Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Which we'll have some news on that later. But yeah, man, I don't know. I guess there's a place for it. I was always that kid that watched, you know, one series. Everyone else seemed to love Nightmare on Elm Street, so I'm sure there's fans out there for it. We got some more news. This one's really interesting. Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. Now, he is signed to play with Martin Scorsese. Mispronouncing his name again, The Devil in the White City. Now, isn't he like? It's based off of adaptation of a novel, but isn't it like he's a serial killer?
Yeah,
isn't that what
I've read? It's kind of like a novelization of a true story.
Is it a true story?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I mean, when those two are together, they make magic. And, you know, he's got to be looking at Leo and going, I'm going to get you an Oscar. It's going to happen. Yeah. You know, so don't, you know, that's what I saw it as. But now, dude, man, Wolf of Wall Street, that movie, still to this day, I'll go out like downtown and I was just, like I said, last weekend. And where did we go? We went to a few different bars. We went to one bar. It was like an EDM type bar with a bunch of like festival kind of music. And all of a sudden, you hear the like that whole humming thing that Matthew McConaughey does.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yes, this is fantastic. And it went to like the beat of the song. And everyone in the bar, it was really more like a club, started doing that beat with the chest.
Yeah.
I was just like, nerds, this has gone mainstream now. Like just how like geeky, like that pop culture is just... It's so cool to be in pop culture now, but back then you're like, oh, that guy's remembering every movie line, but it's like, no, they're putting it in songs now.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. But yeah, man, I'm excited for it.
Should be interesting.
We got a few other ones here. Ride Along 2, sequel with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube.
I guess it's because God hates movie fans, you know? Like, why? The first one was awful. What do you want from me?
Oh, that's not fair, man. There's a lot of Kevin Hart fans and a lot of Ice Cube fans. I think that new movie that they're doing, the NWA one, Compton?
Yeah, like, that could be interesting. But, I mean, this, come on, man. Ride Along was terrible. This was, like, cop-out times 10. No, I'm sorry.
See, I didn't think it was that bad. I it wasn't for me, and maybe that's the thing I'm starting to realize now is just a lot of things aren't for me.
Eh.
Like it's not my, I'm not their audience. They're trying to get at. But a lot of my friends loved that. They love Kevin Hart. They go and throw money at him. But yeah, man. Well, yeah. we'll come back with some more news. We're gonna take a break for a moment. We'll come back with one more movie. That's confirmed a sequel to, and then we'll get into television. So again, man, keep listening to theend.fm, and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Yeah, so we got one more piece of news for movies. One actress confirmed her return to Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Winona Ryder confirmed that she's coming back. So, you know, I was at a local bar, the Cloak and Blaster, which, man, I gotta go back there. I gotta call my buddy Raphael up. Anytime I'm in that side of town, he's like, let's go. And we were in there and they had Beetlejuice up on the TV screen.
Nice.
Yeah, man, there's people playing Dungeons and Dragons in there. There's people playing, we were playing like a card game or something, and we're just talking. And, it was right after I saw, I think, Avengers 2, and Beetlejuice was on the screen. I thought, oh, that's so cool. Like, it's such a, what other bar would you go to and just Beetlejuice playing? I just don't remember it the same, you know, as a kid as now, because I was like, I do not remember any of these scenes.
Yeah, right.
It gets weird and goofy, but that's what I liked as a kid, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. Like, this has been a rumor for a long time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Kevin Smith stories is when he talks about when they brought him in like to work on the Tim Burton Superman movie.
Yeah.
They were working on that and Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
What?
I wanted to see that. Like when I first heard that story, I was like, here's a kidney. Go hawk this on the black market and make this movie. I want to see that. Like I just
Yeah, man, that does sound pretty fun, actually. I'm in, man. You know, Beetlejuice, as a kid, I remembered it being really good. I think I need to go back and rewatch it. Watching it at the bar, I was just like, these scenes look so trippy. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's exactly how it was. Mm-hmm. But just a lot of it I missed. And But yeah, man. All right, well, let's get into some TV news. Oh man, we got some big news, especially coming out of CW this week.
Yeah.
But let's start with start the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Kenan Lonsdale, who he's done like a couple little TV things here and there, but he was recently in Insurgent. He played one of the kids. I don't remember because I don't follow any of these anymore. But he was cast as Wally West for season two.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I am very excited. And then today we learned, a week or two ago, that Teddy Sears was cast as Jay Garrick.
Yes.
And, you know, because we saw the hat and everything, and, like, I completely lost my mind. They put up a promotional image of how, like, okay, they're going to introduce him. And it's almost an exact, like, TV-done replica. It's like they just swapped out the comic Barry Allen and Jay Garrick for TV Barry Allen and Jay Garrick. It's the cover of the Flash of Two Worlds issue.
I loved that. I really loved that. That was just brilliant.
Because again, it's speaking to the fans. It's Cisco syndrome all over again. And I love it. I love it even more. Like
that poster, I want that poster.
Oh, totally.
I want, and that's a poster you're gonna see in every comic shop around the country.
Oh hell yeah.
That is it's like, you know, I've ragged on DC a lot of the decisions we've seen and whatnot. That is one part of Warner Brothers, the people who are doing Flash, where I'm just like, holy shit, they get it. You know, it's like that just, like you said, that's everything I want, that they're speaking to us. And I wish they would do that on every other aspect, how they present things, how they announce things. It would just be great. but yeah, man, that's when I saw that poster, I was just in love with it. And you know, did you see WWE last night, the Raw?
Yes, I did.
Stephen, or I always say his Steven. Name wrong.
Steven.
It's Steve Amell. Yeah.
Yeah.
man. So he's announced he's going to be doing SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, he and Neville against Stardust and King Barrett.
That's awesome. So I didn't see all of it. I just kind of saw clips. He didn't do like I'm hosting Raw. It was just like he was in the audience, got in a fight, and then they like bickered backstage, and then he announced SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like they did the whole thing like, well, they have to remove him from the arena and whatever, and then Triple H got in his face and he was like, you're an actor, blah blah blah, and it was great because Steve kept cutting him off. He was like, yeah, I know I'm just an actor, but come on, I'm also a man, and when somebody puts their hands on me, I'm gonna fight back. It was great, and I love
very well done.
I love how like he's game. Like this is not, you know, again, this is not the Hugh Jackman debacle of a year or so ago. Like he's committed to this. Like he's gonna get in there and go. And I can't wait.
Well, I saw it was funny. This morning I woke up, I was scrolling through Facebook like everyone does. And I came across his Facebook page, and this is the first time I've ever seen this. It was a live video on my wall. It said live. So I clicked it to watch it, and I was on my phone. And it was a live broadcast of him. It was kind of like they're doing this new thing where I don't know what it's called, Periscope or something.
Periscope.
There's an app.
Yeah.
Right. And so Facebook's like, hey, we'll do that too. So now you can and I think his was one of the first ones where it was like he had millions of people watching it. And so nice. I'm watching it live while he was going to the airport or something like that, and he was talking about how much, you know, people were asking him questions and he was just answering them, and he was just like, look, man, I went and saw WWF live when I was a kid, and he was like, I didn't understand why there weren't cameras around, but it was like a live house show with he was like Ultimate Warrior was there, Bret Hitman Hart was there, and all this other stuff, and he was just talking about how big of a fan he was, and that it means a lot to him that he gets to do this. And he did say, like, you know, people asked, are you going to be in the suit? And he was like, no, I'm going as myself. And he was like, I'm sure Green Arrow will come up, but, you know, I'm going as myself. And I think that would be a much cooler way to do it. And it looked cool. You know, it wasn't cheesy. It was like, that's cool. He's going to be in there. He's going to do it. Now, when is SummerSlam? Do you know?
In 2 weeks. It's the, the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still got that the WWE Live. So one of the best things I think I ever got, because, you know, I get some people over and it's always fun to just sit and watch, and it wasn't that much. It wasn't that expensive at all. So.
$10. It's $10 a month, and it's so much. It's so worth it. Even some of the original programming, like their version of Punk'd, they call it Swerved. It's worth it because it's actually kind of funny. It's a little hit and miss, but some of them are actually kind of funny.
Well, it was like, you know, for the longest time I didn't watch wrestling, and I just didn't know why, and I was like, I wouldn't be into that. And it's like, once you're in on, like, how just kind of a fun joke it is, like, that's when you're cool with it. That's when you're like, this is actually pretty entertaining, and that's the key word there,
yeah.
Entertaining. Because I think as a kid, I got, like, mixed into, like, the rivalries, and, like, you see it through that eye. You see through those eyes. But as an adult, you know, you can't go into it as, like, a sourpuss. You can't just want to rip it apart. You got to go in and have fun. I recommend watch WrestleMania with all your friends drinking, and that will get you into it.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll just be like, oh, this is fun entertainment, and that's what it should be, you know? So, all right. So, yeah, anyway, I didn't mean to go off there. But, yeah, man, let's talk about Arrow, actually. There's some news there. You want to take it?
Yeah, Parker Young, who was in Enlisted, and Rutina Wesley, who was in True Blood and something else that I can't think of off the top of my head, have been announced as coming to the cast. Their roles have not been revealed yet, so we don't know who they're playing, just that they're both, I think it's that they're both signed for multi-episode arcs. It's the other piece of news that broke, like, 3 hours ago that I went through the ceiling. There is a hole, like, right above my head where I just took off right through the ceiling, because this is something that I wanted to see. And this is something, again, we were talking about Stephen Amell. He pushed for this. He wanted this more than anything, and he's finally got it. On episode 5, and they even said it's going to be episode 5 of next season. Matt Ryan, who recently starred in Constantine as Constantine, will come to Arrow and play Constantine.
Awesome. Then we talked about that. This is one of the things when that ship went down, I said, we both said, we want him on that show. Or, you know, maybe the CW could do their own show. And who knows? Arrow has been a great platform of launching these other shows that have done fantastic. Flash is one of the, you know, highest rated shows they have. And, you know, they have Legends of Tomorrow coming out. And, man, you know, even if he's just like a regular or whatever cast member, that would still be great. We'd still get Constantine. I think in the comics, he works better in an entourage.
Yeah.
But who knows? Now it's going to be given the chance, and that's all we want, right? We want them to look at this. We're going to be entertained with him in it, and who knows? It might springboard off into his own little thing on the CW.
I can only hope.
Yeah, that when I heard it was going on and it was going to be on a different channel, I thought, no, the CW is perfect for vampires and mysticism and romance and that. Like, it's made for that, you know. That's when I think of the CW before all the superhero stuff, that's what it was, you know. It had that. It was a weird transition. It went from like Dawson's Creek and One Tree Hill to like vampire love, high school love and stuff, and then it went to comic book stuff. So. Yeah, man. I only good news for that.
Here, here.
Well, let's kind of skip around here.
We'll stick with the CW.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Oh no, you take the next one.
Which one are we doing now? Are we skipping?
Well,
or...
you said stick with CW, and I'm not seeing another CW.
We got one. It just went up.
I'm not seeing it here. You go ahead.
The Friday the 13th series.
Oh, okay. I didn't see CW there. Sorry. Yeah, dude. Oh, that's right. Okay, so this is another one where it would be the perfect place for it. Now, how are you going to murder kids and stuff on the CW? I don't know.
Well, hey, you know, look at some of the stuff they get away with on Supernatural. Like, they get kind of gruesome sometimes.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, teenagers in the woods at a campsite. You know, we talked about how we talked about Scream before coming to MTV, and I still haven't seen it, but I'm really curious how it was. One of my friends who I never thought watched MTV or anything like that, like, he's like kind of like, I don't know, he has a lot of testosterone, and I don't think he would ever watch anything like that. He's like, yeah, man, Scream's on MTV, and it's really good. I didn't even know it was out yet. But what happened?
Interesting.
Yeah. He was like, it's really good. And I was like, that wouldn't be a bad platform for something like that, because I guess it's the whole mystery throughout the show. Is like, who's the guy running around killing people? And that kind of works for a televised series instead of all done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, the whole series, you're like, who could it be? Oh, wait, they just killed the person I thought it was. It can't be them. That's kind of cool. Friday the 13th, I could see, is a TV show. It, you know, it doesn't have to be like a day an episode. It could run, it could be like 2 or 3 days, but stretched out for 10 episodes, you know? Or actually, CW's going to be like 24, right?
Yeah, yeah, it'll be a full run.
Jeez.
That'll, I don't know, man. That's, they've done a Friday the 13th series before, let's not
they
forget.
That I was, didn't know that. Tell
oh,
me about
yeah.
That.
It was, God, this was 20 years ago now. And it was odd because it was like these guys that owned an antique shop and all the objects were cursed. And it was a thing of like they just slapped the name on it.
Is this a Goosebumps book?
No, it was an HBO show.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, it was an HBO show.
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
I
see wow. Now it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was before I could like get HBO myself. That yeah. was, I think for kids, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, that's been a while, but yeah.
Well, all right, man. We got more to talk about, a lot of more TV. Then we'll get in some video game stuff and some reviews. But we'll be right back. So see you in a few minutes. And we are back. The sci-fi series, Magicians.
Oh yeah. Have you not read these books?
No, I haven't.
Read
what
them.
Are they about?
Go read them. It's for people that said, hey, what if we had like a mature Harry Potter? Like this scratches that itch. And I know some people are gonna write it off, they're gonna hear that and they're gonna go, oh, that sounds stupid. Trust
Weren't
me.
Were you telling me about this?
Yes. I'm
a few
pretty
weeks
sure.
ago. I see it here on my list
yeah.
of things to do. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yes. Go read these. Lev Grossman wrote three books. And it's the Magicians, the Magician King, and the Magician's Land, if I remember them right.
Awesome.
And they're fantastic books. And I was talking to my buddy Aaron about this, about because he was another one back when I was in Sarasota. He was the one talking about Game of Thrones coming to HBO, you know, like when it was announced. And I was like, what's Game of Thrones? What is this? I don't know. You know, he was big into all of this kind of stuff. And he and I got to talking about this being a sci-fi show. And cause it's intense and it's not, you know, instead of like magic boarding school, it's magic college.
Oh, wow.
So these are 18, you know, 17, 18 year old kids. They go to, you know, they go to magic school for like 4 or 5 years and then they graduate and then, you know, they, you know, it's like, okay, we graduated. What do we do now? Well, you know, we'll get an apartment in the village and smoke and do drugs and figure out why everybody else's life is terrible. You know, they don't,
That's
you know,
awesome.
It's not sugarcoated. Like this is like, hey, this, and you know, there's, you know, every, a handful of people, you know, you get like, hey, they go on to respectable careers, but they're not fun to write stories about.
Right.
But these are, it's a great trilogy. And he, you know, he had a point about this being on sci-fi, but they're pushing a little farther than they used to be. So I've got hopes for this. They've yeah. announced some of the cast, and most of the cast are people, you know, somebody like Olivia Taylor Dudley, who's going to play Alice, who was in the Chernobyl Diaries, and if memory serves, most people don't know that because nobody went and saw Chernobyl Diaries.
Yeah, I see it.
Esme Blanco, who was on an episode of Game of Thrones, is going to play a role. She plays the paramedic that goes on to become a recurring-ish character down the road. It's kind of a big spoiler. The only one that people would probably recognize, of course, well, I shouldn't say that, Anne Dudek from Mad Men. I don't know if anybody, like, off the top of their head could be like, oh yeah, she played this person. So some people might know her. She plays Professor Sunderland. And this is the one, Rick Worthy from The Vampire Diaries. He's going to play Dean Fogg, and that's interesting casting, because if you read the books and then you go look up, well, who's Rick Worthy, and you see him and you think, I was picturing somebody like 25 years older than that.
Oh, wow.
But like he's got an interesting look for it, so I don't know. And then, you know, like the rest of the cast, I don't remember, because it's like,
oh,
it
okay.
is, it's that kind of sci-fi thing where they're like, hey, we're, you know, we cast these people, and you're like, great, who are they again?
Right.
But, you know, this will be, this is something that I can't wait to give a shot. because I hope it's good, but I hope it doesn't leave the same kind of aftertaste that that burp just did.
Yeah, no, man. I looked her up. Yeah, I do remember her from Mad Men. She was like one of the neighbors, and she was also on House.
She was on. Who was she on House?
She was on House. She was one of the when they remember you got like the whole new cast to.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. She was one of them.
I thought she looked familiar, but I was like, I've never seen Mad Men. Why do I recognize it?
Oh, dude, okay. Mad Men is good. Mad Men, it's one of those shows where you're gonna watch the whole thing and go, like, I'd probably done without that, but it's a nice piece of Americana.
Yeah.
And it's not, you don't need a lot of drama. You don't need it. It was just the best thing about Mad Men was just the set, everything around them, the attention to detail they put into it. I watched it with my grandparents one time, and they were just blown away with how all the ashtrays and every little thing in the show was right about the time and how they acted and how they talked to each other and how just bizarre actually those time periods were. And they loved it. Like, you look at my grandma's eyes and she was just like, it was taking her back. Like, no, she's like, no other TV show or movies kind of nailed that time period like that episode that we watched or whatever did. And she was just amazed by it. But yeah, if you ever bored and you're like, hey, I got Netflix, I don't know what to watch, start Mad Men. It's really good. Sorry, didn't mean to go off.
That's all right. Hey, man, look, that's what we do here.
Right. Oh yeah. But that's cool. I'll check it out. Magicians. I want to read the books.
Read the books. I'm telling you, read the books. The books are fantastic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, got a list here. All right, man. Well, let's. We got the new Mr. Peabody and Sherman show.
Yeah,
wasn't it a movie or something recently?
They did, and it's funny because the Max Charles, the kid that voiced Sherman, is actually coming back to voice him again in this show. Yeah, DreamWorks is, and of course DreamWorks did the movie too. But they decided they're gonna do it. They're gonna do 13 episodes for Netflix.
Perfect.
And they're going back to 2D. They're going back to OG awesome. Animation. So I'm
cool.
That's a good idea. And they've got Chris Parnell to voice Mr. Peabody.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. Netflix is a great place for kids shows. Like I started thinking about this the other day cuz my friend her kids, you know, you can turn on, they have like, you know, depends on what kind of cable you have. They have certain channels that strictly just have like cartoons and whatnot, but like Netflix has so many children's shows, cartoons, movies, animated, blah blah blah, I've never heard before, and they just switch around and pick different things, and it's such a place for that kind of stuff that I could totally see kids just going there and watching this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They got a lot of animated movie too, like, or I mean, like, well, of course animated, but I mean like the superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they have a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Let's talk about Game of Thrones here. You take it, because I don't want to pronounce that name. Sebastian Croft?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Yeah.
That's simple enough.
Cool. Yeah, that's what... London Theater Productions reportedly cast as a young Ned Stark in Game of Thrones.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had a young... who was it? Cersei?
Yeah.
In the last one. It was like the first flashback I think we had. Right?
Yeah, because they were talking about like they weren't going to do that, and then they were like, "Well, we can do a little one." And...
Right. So yeah, that'd be cool. It'd be nice to see. You know, when it says young, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe we're going to start finding out about, you know, Jon Snow's mom, and that's where my mind went at first. But when it says young, maybe it's actually really younger.
Well, because he's the because Sebastian's 13. So
oh
I
yeah,
think
no,
they're
he
going
was,
like
yeah.
young, young.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind then. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but still, like, that'll be a curious thing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But yeah, I mean, that kind of wraps it up with TV. I kind of just want to mention one more thing. I know I talked about Wet Hot American Summer earlier, but I watched the whole thing on that. Actually, I won't even go too much into it. I'll wait until you check it out. but man, dude, like, there are so many people in that show. I looked at the IMDb after I started watching a few episodes, and I stopped myself because I was like, no, I want to be surprised. And oh my god, like, I can't wait until you watch it. That's one show you need to watch, and we need to talk about it, you know, in a few weeks or whenever. But yeah, I can't talk enough about that. But yeah, let's get into some video games real fast here. You want to take the first one?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we've just got a couple things this week. You know, we had Gamescom wind down, but nope, you know, we covered that, and then, you know, nothing else really big happened.
Right.
But there was a job posting. Blizzard put up a job posting that that hinted at, you know, it was like blah, 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 and have great passion for the Diablo franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going, ah, a new Diablo thing.
You know,
it could be, you know, and the consensus kind of seems to be expansion. Like, they're not going to Diablo 4 just yet. And, you know, that would be insane, because 3 isn't, what, 2 years old, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it definitely pointing to an expansion of some kind, which, hey, you know, that's kind of the bread and butter of those kind of franchises, so, you know, go for it.
Yeah, I think they've just done 2 expansions, right?
I think so.
Like, the PlayStation 1 released with one, and then I think after that... No. Okay, maybe it was just an update that I'm thinking.
Might have been... Because honestly, I don't follow them, because I'm not... I was never a Diablo fan. I tried, especially with 2, but, like, I just... It wasn't for me.
Yes, the second one was really good, but I wasn't like everyone else that was like into PC games when I was a kid. They really loved Diablo. I was more of the Warcraft game, like the RTS that Blizzard came out with. I was kind of on that fence. But yeah, dude, like, getting that game on the PlayStation, I had it for the PC when it came out, and it came out with a slew of problems, and I never really got into it. It's something about sitting down on the PC, it's not the same as sitting down on a couch. And once I got that for the PlayStation, though, I fell in love with it. Now, I lost it for a little bit. Like, I couldn't find it for the life of me. It was one of the only games that I have physical, and I misplaced it and put it somewhere. No joke. About a week or two ago, I went to GameStop and bought it again. Like, that's how much I kind of missed it. Because one of my buddies really plays all the time. He's like, you got to play it. I was like, you know what? I really miss that game. I've been wanting to play it. They had some special deal. I traded in a bunch of my 3DS games and got it. Because, you know, I played it up, and then kind of Destiny took over my life. But yeah, on PlayStation 4, that is a game to play. Like, that is... That's one of my favorite games I've gotten in the last year or so.
Nice.
Since it came out. So it'd be cool to see what they're going to do with an expansion, how they're going to release. I guess they would just do it digitally on the PlayStation. They would just say, here's a $20, you know, or $40 expansion.
More than likely.
Yeah. But Blizzard's been busy. I was looking at how many games they have more games in the wild right now, and more games they're working on, more than they ever have.
Wow.
Yeah, they you know, for a while there, it was like they had a Warcraft game, and then they worked on a Starcraft game, nothing else. And then they worked on a Diablo game, nothing else. Now they have their World of Warcraft series out, they have their Starcraft series out, they have their Diablo series out, they have their Hearthstone, they have Heroes of the Storm, so they have, like, so many franchises, right? And then they have their, what is it, Overwatch?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the first-person shooter, you know, like arena, whatever game that they're doing.
Well, you know, so, I mean, times change.
Yeah, it's that Warcraft. World of Warcraft changed everything for them. You know, they were the company that was just known for years to drag their games out. And they still do. They're still not the company that does it every year. They put a lot of quality into it. And, yeah, dude. And there's some more, actually, Blizzard news that we're going to get into. They just announced their new expansion to the World of Warcraft at Gamescom, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But for right now, we're just going to take a little break. Again, listen to the N.FM; it's our new home, And, you know, we'll still be there on iTunes and everything else for you to listen to. If you listen to that, great. But we're also going to be on TheEnd.fm, and that's not the last time you're going to hear me say it. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. What we're going to do, I want to talk a little bit about World of Warcraft. We just got done talking about it, Blizzard, and, you know, they just announced their new expansion. And, you know, Warcraft's strange. It's the beast. It's the best MMO, in my opinion, that's ever existed. And it's by far the biggest. The game, it's came out 2004, well over 10 years old. And with the last expansion, they boosted themselves up, I forget how many millions. It was like 10 million or something like that. And now they've lost basically half their memberships, because everyone jumps in to play the expansion, plays for a few months, realizes what else is there to do, and then jumps out. So instead of waiting every 2 years to do an expansion, they're doing it 1 year now.
Nice.
Yeah, they have to. They had to. And, yeah. And what's going to happen, I think, is when this expansion drops, everyone's going to be coming back, and they're going to do it for maybe 6 months. They really have to pump more content out faster. And I think if they can do that, if they can do every year, I think people will be okay. Because it's still a fun game. And you were never into WoW, were you?
No.
Okay. All right. My buddy got me into it right after high school. This is when I graduated. And it was a fun game. Like, it gets ripped on a lot, but in the tombs of the video game history that we'll see a long time from now, World of Warcraft's going to be one of the games. I think wasn't it issued into the Hall of Fame? Like, the first year it was inducted into the Hall of Fame of video games?
Was it?
Yeah, I think World of Warcraft was one of them. It was World of Warcraft, Mario, like Pac-Man, and something else. But yeah, dude, the game, it's just so big and so much fun. But anyway, the new expansion they announced, it's a whole new area. It's called World of Warcraft Legion. And if you played the game, you know the Legion is a huge thing. They've been talking about it coming for a while now. And there's a lot of stuff from the Burning Crusade in this. And I know that probably doesn't mean much to you, Logan, but it was the first expansion they did, the Burning Crusade. And so it's going to have a lot of that stuff. There's going to be like a whole new zone that called the Broken Isles. And I think like you start out with at the Tomb of Sargeras. And I know that that might not mean a lot to some people, but it's huge to people who play WoW. And they're going to allow you to play with some of the big weapons in the game, like Ashbringer, Doomhammer. Doomhammer is the thing that Thrall has. It's this huge hammer that it's legendary in this world. So they're going to allow you kind of play around with it. There's a new class. I think it's a Demon Hunter, which has been rumored forever. Wait, what's up?
No, it's just rumored forever. It made me chuckle.
Yeah. No, it has been rumored literally for maybe 10 years. Literally since the beginning of the game. That was one class that were like, they're going to make as a hero class. And so, yeah, they're going to be doing Demon Hunter. My lore and stuff's a little off, so I might be, you know, not saying some things right, but those were kind of the big things from that I got that they were going to be doing, is that the new class, they're going to have new raids, of course, new lands. I don't know how it's going to work with the time, because I don't want to get into it, but the last expansion, what they did is they opened up a portal to where the orc, because long story short, the orcs invaded Azeroth. That's the story of Warcraft. They came from a different world a ways away. What they did in the last expansion is some guy decided, hey, let's open up a portal back to that time period before they came over here, and let's corrupt them. And so it's like a whole new group of orcs changed a little bit, and they're bringing it back. So it's like they're bringing a lot of old characters back, and you know, and so that's kind of cool lore wise. It's like, hey, there's all these characters that died, let's kind of bring them back.
It's,
and that's
Terminator Genesis syndrome,
pretty much. And it's not as confusing though, and I know I probably said it very confusing, but it made sense in the game. It was like, okay, here's all these old characters that I knew and loved, and it's an alternate universe. And so, but yeah, anyway, I don't want to go too long into it, but I'm kind of excited. It's one of those things, I'll pick up the expansion, I'll play it for as long as kind of my friends do, and then I'll hop out of it until they do another one. That's just kind of how I am with WoW. I don't get into the in-game raiding or any of that stuff. It's just not fun to me. People take it way too seriously, and I'm not about that life. I'm more like I like Destiny a lot more, where there is in-game raiding, but it's fun. You just kind of hop in a room with your friends and talk to them while you're doing it. They're not like screaming at you because you screwed up and now you got to start over for 40 minutes, like with WoW. But yeah, so anyway, they announced the new expansion, so that's coming. There was a lot announced at Gamescom. Like, I was shocked at new WoW expansion and the Destiny stuff. Usually they hold that for, like, E3 or something, or their own thing, you know?
Yeah, usually at BlizzCon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I think what happened was they're losing so many people so fast. They're like, we need to get this news out there. There's no time to wait until November. It's going to be too late. Like, I think, I don't know if they announced a date, actually. Yeah, I don't see a date here. I just know that's kind of going to what's going to be in it. Hopefully it's out by the end of the year. It has to be out by the end of the year. It's going to be up 10 levels. I think it's going to be 110 you can reach. But yeah, man. So anyway, that's the WoW news. Got some other weird little video game news. Not much this week, but let's see here. We got Dota. I know you don't play Dota. I don't play Dota, but there's a lot of Dota fans out there. Dota 2 International, America took home the trophy and the prize of $6.6 million. I had no idea they played for that much.
I didn't either.
Yeah, man, that is insane. Like, I was looking at it, and I don't know anything about Dota. I don't know, like, but I started watching some of their videos, and they get so into it. So I don't know. I thought that was cool. You know, go Team America. Yeah, there's some other weird news out there too. Like, for example, PT. People are still finding new things in PT.
Seriously?
Yeah, like,
wow.
What the hell? Yeah, I don't know, I guess there's, like, the ghost appears in certain rooms if you do certain things, and I guess someone posted on Reddit all these little things that happened that didn't happen months ago, which make no sense, because theoretically anything they did in the game you should have been able to do already. But yeah, yeah, people are finding new things. Like, I guess in the starting room, you can see the ghost. And most people haven't done that. And I guess he recorded it and everything. So, yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The new game, Everyone's Gone to Rapture. Have you heard of it?
I have. I want to play. It came out this week, didn't it?
I think it did. I think it came out today.
I've got to go look and see. I want to play that. When I first, I forget where the first time they showed it. Was it, I think it was E3 last year, I want to say. But just looking at it, I was like, I'm not one for, like, games as art. I'm usually not that kind of guy. I like mine more or less straightforward, interactive, adventure-ish kind.
Right.
This, like, looking at this, I was like, I have to play that. Like, that just looks gorgeous. Like, I have to play that.
Yeah. I like that it is a mystery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, unless everything I've heard about it is wrong and I just have the wrong idea, like, there's no explanation in the game of what you're doing, where you're going, how to even, what, there's no button mapping. Like, there's nothing to tell you what anything does. Right?
I'm good with that. Like, if it's done right, you know.
Like, well, no, like, you're seriously thrown into the world and you're not told what to do, where to go, what buttons, how you interact with things, how you're supposed to interact with things, what anything in the game is. It's literally like, here's a world, go explore. And that's kind of awesome. I like that. As long as you know that going in and you're not like, hey, I bought this game and like, where's my HUD and where's my, you know, like, as hopefully people know that going in. You know, if you know what you're buying, cool. you know, and that's kind of what it's about. It's a big puzzle. It's just a giant puzzle game, from what I understand, of just a big physical space trying to figure out what happened and where everyone's at, and you know, you kind of, that's from what I understand it is. So, yeah, man. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, people are saying it's a walking simulator, but at the same time, like, I like how it's, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You could be going in the wrong direction for an hour or two and not realize it, because nothing's going to tell you. Nothing's going to be like, hey, buddy, that rock you passed an hour ago, you were supposed to kind of hit, you know, square and do something. But yeah, no, man, I heard the soundtrack's good. You know, it's interesting for sure. Do you know how much it costs?
What is it, 20, I think?
Okay.
It's not more than that. Like, it's not like a full price title.
See, that's perfect. That's something I would not mind spending $20 on and exploring and getting used to and getting to know, and, you know, I don't know. I just thought that was such a cool idea. I saw a few Let's Plays, and that's what I got from it. Like, he was like, where am I, you know, he walked into a doorway and was teleported to another place.
Nice.
Yeah, like, and it was like, it looked like the same house that he was in, but it was a different house. Or at least it looked different. And then he walked through another door, and he was back in that old house. So he was like, what just happened? Did I go to another reality? What was that? And there was no explanation, no nothing. And he was just like, this is cool. Like, and it was to the point where he was doing a Let's Play for his channel, and he was like, I don't even want to do a Let's Play about this. I kind of want to just play by myself and figure it out and, you know, go from there. Not, he didn't feel like he wanted to kind of entertain people, you know, like you do doing a Let's Play.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was cool, and it's been getting good reviews. You know, it's one of those things where I think as long as you know what you're getting into, you'll be okay with it. A lot of the reviews that didn't like it were like, what do I do? I don't know what I'm supposed to press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, man, but I think that's it for video game news. It's been super slow. You've been playing anything recently?
I've been playing some old 3DS stuff. Because I've been going back through, because I have so many that I haven't actually played before, because I just got my 3DS not that long ago.
Yeah.
Been playing, because I've been getting from Gamefly, I played a lot of Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Oh, nice.
And I can't stand it, because I hate this sticker gimmick.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's awful. It's terrible. It limits your, the whole thing with the stickers is, like, that's how you attack. So, like, if you go into a fight and you're like, okay, there are three Goombas here and I have one hammer. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, it can't, no, like, I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And I've also been playing, Metal Gear Solid 3D.
Oh, cool.
Which is just kind of trippy all on its own. And I forgot how much I liked that game. I forgot how much I liked Snake Eater. So it was good to get back into that. The controls feel a little strange with it being a 3DS and all. But, once you get used to it, like, I enjoyed it. So that's, and also kind of been playing that in preparation for the Phantom Pain coming out in a couple weeks. So.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah, that does come out really soon, doesn't it?
The first, yeah.
Jesus, man. The story behind that game. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, man, we'll be right back. You know, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about when we get back, Destiny. Not much news at all, just a little bit of
changes. So go get your drinks now.
Exactly, go get your drinks now. And then we'll talk about some reviews and comic books and whatnot, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. And again, man, make sure you guys check us out on the N.FM. Next week we'll have our time slot, date, and all that good stuff. But yeah, man, there's a few more. There's one more thing about video games I wanted to talk about for a moment. And it was just, you know, we've talked about over the last few weeks my love of Destiny again and just how head over heels I am. And I've talked about how just the amount of attention they give to this game is just extraordinary. And Logan, I'm gonna send you a picture of this. It's the Rover. So what they're gonna do is they're putting in a whole bunch of new guns into the game. in the Taken King expansion. And what I love about Destiny is that you can tell there's some real science geeks in there, because one of the new guns, it's one of the new fusion rifles, is based off of the Mars rover Curiosity.
My god,
if you could see the gun, like, it looks like they took parts of the rover and made the gun out of it, and I just love that. Like, those are the things that I absolutely love about this game, and it's gonna be like a rare drop that you get in the game, and I don't know, I thought it was super cool, I thought it was super dope, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. So yeah, Taken King, it's only a few weeks away, and oh man, I'm one achievement in the game away from getting this, like, I don't know, you get like some special thing for year ones if you accomplished all these different things, like an emblem or whatnot. And I don't know, I'm excited to get it. And then with the new expansion coming out, dude, it's going to be like a whole new game. I was looking at a lot of the stuff that they are implementing into it. All the NPCs are kind of changing out, and, you know, I didn't realize this, because I'm an idiot. You know Nathan Fillion is in the game?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, he recorded a lot of stuff for the new expansion. He is the warlock, or the hunter. I'm sorry. He's the hunter's CPU. Or not CPU. I'm sorry, NPC. He's the hunter NPC. Cage 6. And whenever you're the hunter and you go up to him and you get your missions or whatnot, you know, he would say things. And every once in a while he'd go, like, take me with you. Like, he would just whisper that. And you'd always be like, why did this guy just say that? Like, he's constantly wanting to go with you. Apparently in the new expansion, he plays a major part in the story.
Nice.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of other people that are big into it, too. Like, Terrence... Oh, what's his name? Oh, he was in Lost. He was in Fringe.
I can't help you.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. His name's... hold on. But anyway, I'll give you his name in 2 seconds. Okay, not Terrence. Lance Riddick. You know Lance Riddick? He was in Fringe.
I didn't really watch Fringe.
He was in Lost. He was in...
Who was he in Lost?
He was the guy... He was in The Wire. Most people probably know him from The Wire. You ever seen The Wire at all?
No. Like, that was one that, like, I started, and then I knew, okay, I'm going to have to put a lot of time into this, and I just didn't have it at the moment.
Okay. He was in, he was also in Oz. He was in Lost. Let me see here. Let me get his exact name.
There's a show I haven't thought about in a while.
Oh, yeah. Let me see here. Lance... he was Matthew Abaddon. They didn't really say his name in Lost. He was the guy towards the last few seasons that was kind of walking around. He was the guy that was trying to get Hurley to go back to the island.
Okay.
Tall, he's a black guy, very distinct voice. If you saw his picture, you know exactly who it is. I'll just send it to you. But yeah, his name's Terrence Riddick. Apparently, he's such a huge fan of Destiny. At E3... He walked up to the E3 booth that Destiny was doing, and it was either E3 or Gamescom, I forget which one it was, and he was like, hey, and they were like, oh my god, it's Lance Riddick. He was like, he was playing the game, and he was like, hey, you mind if I hang out a little bit? And they're like, yes, absolutely. He did interviews with people and whatnot. Now, I forget if it was Gamescom or E3, but I was listening to the story. I thought that was so cool. He's such a big fan. Like, he's got all the high gear. He plays it religiously. And he's really in the new one as well. So, like, him, Nathan Fillion, like, they've got so much talent in that game. That's what I've been saying for a while. That game could possibly be, in my mind, could be my all-time favorite if they did it right. And that's the thing. We'll see in the next few years. And I promise I'll drop Destiny now, but I'm excited for it, man. If it's anything like what I imagine it's going to be, hopefully you get a lot of people back, and it'll be the kind of the game they wish they made and produced a year ago. But, you know, one bump for the first year might not be too bad if the rest is really good. So
yeah, I don't know. I may have to get back into it too.
Oh, please do. Here's the thing, Logan. If you get back into it, you'll actually have like a bunch of people to run around with now. Like, you know, I'm in there, God, if not daily, you know, 4 or 5 days out of the week. You'll always have someone to hop around with in there. Let's see here. One moment. Hey, we got to take a break for a second. Pause your thing.
Okay.
I lost my timer, so going to have to redo that.
We had about 7:50 left.
Okay. All right, one moment. Appreciate it. We're going to have to edit this out. Are you writing down the times that we're having to stop?
I can see where it breaks.
Okay, cool.
On the actual waveform.
Okay. All right, cool. Let me see here. Countdown to... online timer. I put in the Lance thing. It fucked it up.
Yeah, figures.
All right, so what minute were we at?
We had 7:50 left.
7:50 left. All right, so let me... 07. Done. Reset. Start. Reset. Okay, so I'll do 3, 2, 1. Where was I? Okay, we just got done with Destiny. That's right. All right. So I guess we'll get into comics next. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, man. So, yeah, anyway, Destiny should be good. But, yeah, let's get into some comics. Have you read any comics this week?
Yeah, what did I read? I read most of the Secret Wars stuff. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, it's all kind of a blur now to me, too, dude. I've kind of stuck now. Like, I have them all, but... I've gone to kind of just... I'll eventually read all of them, but I've kind of go... There's just really a handful that I'm super enjoying, and the rest I'm just like, should I be reading this? Should I still be buying it? And 99% of the time, like I've said before, don't buy what you're not going to read. Don't tell these companies... Don't give them the false hope, you know, that this is something people want. So maybe I'm such a hypocrite when it comes to this particular event, because I'm trying to get them all. I want to have that collection. But there's only a few that I really hope kind of stick with us afterwards. And that, of course, is like Old Man Logan. I think Future Imperfect's been pretty cool.
Future Imperfect's been interesting. And Renew Your Vows was new this week. That was it.
Yeah.
Renew Your Vows was awesome.
See, I didn't read that one yet.
I saw it's
like a Venom cover, right?
It's well, you know, he's gone back to the black suit.
Ah, okay.
Instead of like he's just not wearing the classic red and blue anymore. He's just wearing the black suit. But there's a fantastic line, and it's not really spoilery, but there's he webs up Hobgoblin and just like tosses
him. Went out there for a second.
Sorry. Back again?
Yeah, you're better now.
Okay. It's been weird. It's been doing that. But we had to, like, he webs up Hobgoblin and then just kind of tosses him and does what's the line? He says, Hobgoblin, everybody, let's give him a hand. And of course, there's nothing going on. And he goes, what? Not funny? Good. I'm done being funny.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
that's
just like,
different.
Oh my God. Like what? Like for Peter Parker to stand up there and say, "Oh, you know that trademark humor that I use to offset the fact that I'm constantly scared out of my mind? Yeah, that's done."
Oh wow!
Like,
yeah,
that's totally different. A frightening thought.
Yeah, because that's totally Spider-Man, the opposite. You know, he's just he's always joking around, so that's kind of weird. But that's cool. I mean, that's what you kind of want from this kind of series, right? Like. That's what you want from Secret Wars. This is the time where it can be weird and different. And, you know, it's going to go back. It's going to go back to the same old stuff afterwards. But yeah, man, you know, I know a few other things came out. And I think what's coming out this week, isn't Batman? Yeah, the new Batman's coming out, right?
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm in love with that. Like, I love how, like, Jim Gordon just... Oh, spoiler alerts if you're not reading it.
Well, you know, they've had a couple months now.
Yeah. He's just... I like that, you know, DC in the last few weeks has really been, they've taken their characters and they've kind of put them in situations where they're vulnerable. Like Batman, he's in charge of like a kid's like after school program. Like Bruce Wayne is not Batman anymore. He's like, I have this life. I'm, you know, in charge of these kids and that's my life now. And I don't want to go back to being Batman. And you know, you have Gordon over there like, no, please, come back being Batman, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And so it was just an interest. It's different because it's not, okay, you know, God bless, you know, Greg and Snyder there. They have done some of the best Batman work ever, in my opinion. But it's kind of been like, the Joker's the big guy this time. The Riddler's the big guy. I'm glad that it's like we're in uncharted waters here.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually we all know Bruce is going to put on the cape and cowl again. But it's going to be interesting getting there, I think. But yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. What else was Secret Wars 5 comes out today, doesn't it?
Ooh, finally. Yay. Okay.
Yeah. Secret Wars 5 comes out. One other thing I was going to say about DC, is the Superman stuff, the Action Comics. Like, it's just such a total difference, than it was before. You know, you have Superman that he is maybe as powerful as Luke Cage. Like, bullets aren't going to stop him, but it's going to really slow him down. You know, and him getting, you know, completely out of breath and whatnot, like, it, and he's like, don't let him look at me, like, and, you know, even in the other stuff, like the Justice League with Batman being a god, like, what a difference in that Justice League book. And I like that there's no, they don't care that Batman is in one book as a god, and as the other book, he's in charge of an after-school program.
Yeah, I love that they're not slaves to continuity.
Yeah.
Like, I like that approach. I really do.
And from what I understand, that's what a lot of Marvel's going to be like after Secret Wars.
Good.
Is that they're going to be like, you know, we're going to have these stories. They're not, you don't have to worry about what's connected or who's here, who's there. Or, you know, I'm sure Marvel at the end of the day, the editor's going to be like, hey, you can't do that. You can't, you know, but at the same time, I think they're going to be a lot lax with it. They're going to be a lot more relaxed with it, and they're going to be a lot more like, who cares? Put Wolverine in a whatever. Let's have this person over here doing this. You know, it.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be. I mean, the comics is not as big as they used to be, and if you're going to have a fan base reading a certain series, have fun with it. Go off the rails at some point. Do something different. It might get some people into it, but it's going to at least keep it interesting to the point where they're not going to be like, here comes another villain of the next few months, and, you know, Wolverine's got to track him down. No. Let's get X-23 in there. Let's mix it up. And that's what both companies seem to be doing, and I'm actually really enjoying it. I've been reading more DC than I ever have. And,
nice.
And, since New 52, yeah. I've been actually looking forward to a lot of DC comics. And, you know, I've talked about before getting into, like, Archie and stuff. Dude, every week I'm like, when is Archie 2 dropping? You know, yeah. Oh, man. And the afterlife with Archie, like, that is, it's just such a good, and I've told you before, that's something you need in October to just sit down and relax with, because it's one of the best things I've read in years, nice. Afterlife with Archie. It's just really cool. And it's very Halloween. It's, like, the whole time I'm reading it, I'm like, this would be great on a cold, you know, October night and just relaxing with it, because it gets you in that kind of mood, like fall. So it's kind of weird reading in the summer, but it's definitely something you want to check out.
Interesting. Totally. Yeah, we'll put that on the list.
Yeah. Afterlife with Archie, and then I'm just curious when Archie number 2 comes out. But but yeah, man, we'll be right back. I think, I don't know if we have much comic news to talk about coming up, but we're going to get into reviews. We saw a lot of movies. I got Mission Impossible. I know you saw Terminator as well, and Fantastic Four. So, again, listen to us on the N.FM. It's kind of our new home, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Let's go over some reviews, some movies we saw this weekend.
Tell
now,
me.
you already saw Mission Impossible, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool, yeah. I saw it over a week, and I really liked it. I saw it kind of hungover, but...
Oh, I'll bet that was fun.
Yeah, but it was good, you know. It was one of those, like, we went to the movies, we heard Fantastic Four was maybe not doing too good, so we were like, all right, let's go see Mission Impossible. And I liked it. It was, you know, you nailed it. It was good. It was just a good Mission Impossible. There's not really much to say about it that you already said last week. But I really enjoyed it. I could totally see him doing another one with Tom Cruise. You know, he's just knocking him out. But you know, I liked all the Simon Pegg stuff. That was some of my favorite parts of the whole movie.
Yeah, so. his scene in the boat, like when they first get into the boat and he has that moment, like that was impressive.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
Oh yeah, yeah, I really enjoyed it. He was some of the best things about that film. And it was just cool. It was just another Mission Impossible film, but at the same time, it was good. So it's probably the best out of the three. It was, yeah, I'd say it was the best of the three films I saw. What do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about Terminator?
Sure. We'll save the best for last.
Right. Yeah. So what did you think of Terminator?
Look, I understand why people give it a lot of crap. I do. But here's the thing. I went into it knowing, you know, you look at this and you know they're going to rewrite the entire history of the franchise. You have to just deal with that. And I know some people that went into it and they were like, I can't believe it did this and that. Da, da, da. I'm like, shut up. Just go into it knowing what you know and knowing that they're going to change all of that while still paying respect to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think it's as bad as everybody thought it was. That's the way I would describe it. I wouldn't go out and be like, oh, it was good, it was great. I would say, you know what? That wasn't bad. I don't feel like I was robbed. I don't feel like I wasted any money because I went to see it at a cheap matinee. But, you know, this is one that I would say is not, this is not Salvation bad. This is not even Rise of the Machines bad. Like, this is, which is, you know, still a low bar, but I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again.
Yeah. To me, like, there was a lot of films that came out this year that was like, oh, wow, like, talk about flashback, you know, like Mad Max and Jurassic Park and Terminator. And, I'd put up there, like, Mad Max was fantastic. I love Jurassic Park. Terminator, it wasn't as good as those, but like you said, it wasn't as bad as what I thought a lot of people made it out to be. And, yeah, dude, it was, I got a little confused, you know, with the timey-wimey stuff and, you know, and what Matt was in there, right? Matt, what's his name? The doctor.
Matt Smith, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that he was in it until I saw it again. And it was just, it was just, I don't know. I liked Arnold's stuff. I liked Khaleesi's stuff.
Yeah, and she was a good Sarah Connor. She's passed that. She has hit that rite of passage now. Her and her and Lena Headey both have been Sarah Connor.
Yeah. I liked her as that. It was definitely a cool role. It was, I guess, just like the John Connor stuff. Like, a lot of it kind of confused me, but I got it. It's one of those films where you don't have to get everything to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a lot like Terminator 2, which I liked. At the same time, I was like, they're really trying to bring that kind of feel back, which is good. You know, it didn't have to, you know, it wasn't the worst Terminator film at all, and it was one of the best, I thought. And yeah, I mean, they're going to do another one, right? Are they talking about another one?
Possibly.
Yeah. I don't see that series dying anytime soon. But yeah, man, I enjoyed that.
No, it will be back.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I look forward to your angry tweets and phone calls.
Right. Oh, yeah, man. And again, that's it. We Geek Podcast. so go ahead and tweet us. Yeah. Oh, man. When you start adding, I don't know if that's in the show notes, when you start adding that. And I'd like to actually add my personal one, too, so people can start tweeting at me if they want.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, it was cool. Definitely wasn't the worst movie I saw this weekend.
Oh, let's talk about that one, shall we? What a great uplifting note to go out on, huh?
Yeah, this will be definitely the one we're going out on. Man, I'm glad that. Well, no, never mind. I take that back because I just read that Fox is moving forward with more Fantastic Four, which is horrible.
Why?
Okay, let me just say, I'm not even worried about spoiling this for people because there's nothing to spoil. Like, no kidding, there's nothing that happens in this film. There's nothing that, if you know who the Fantastic Four is, there's nothing that happens in this film that spoils anything. It's a mess. You could tell, you know, let me start off with the positive. there were some scenes in it that I thought were super cool. When they got their abilities, when how they got their abilities, that was cool, and it made sense. If they ever, if Marvel gets this franchise, which we all think they will, and, you know, I liked that it was another dimension that they were going, you know, they were traveling through space, you know, or they were visiting other, whatever you would call it. They're traveling through dimensions. I liked that. I liked how they got their abilities, why the Human Torch can go on fire, why the thing is like a bunch of rocks. You know, it doesn't explain why Reed Richards can stretch. I didn't like the Sue Storm stuff. Like, they didn't get any character right. And what's the worst is the one person that's supposed to be uplifting, and the one person that's supposed to be the heart of the team, the one person that's supposed to be positive, is Ben Grimm. And he is probably the worst in the film. There's no character development whatsoever. Like, it was just sad to see how they'd... For example, you hear in the film, it's clobbering time, when his older brother is abusing him. And it's like, that's not okay. That's not what I came to see. You know, he's looking at a screen at one point, seeing how many people he killed. And I guess we should probably put spoiler warnings up, but it's not that big of a spoiler, because it's just bad. Like, there's, you know, and he's willingly doing this. Like, he's willingly killing people, and it's just, it's bad. It's horrible. It's not what I wanted to go see. Like, that's not... It's not the superhero film. It's not the Fantastic Four. And so, you know, it's just little things like that that were just bad. Doctor Doom, that's a whole nother thing. Like, we talked about how he was a hacker and stuff. Like, that's all true. It's all in the film. But there's no development. There's no explaining who he is. You know, they call him Adolf at one point. Like, he's not German. You know, and he even says that. He's like, I'm not German. It's just, it's weird. It totally they're not the same characters. In a way, this is what I wish happened. Fox decided they wanted to do a film about teenagers that figure out how to go through dimensions, and they do that, and it ends horribly. It turns into a monster film. That would have been really cool. Just leave out the Fantastic Four name. Actually write a good script. The idea behind it was kind of neat, but every part of the execution failed miserably. Reed Richards, like, the lines he says, like, it's like he just, I don't know the actor, and everything I've seen him in, he's pretty okay in it, but in this, his deliverance, he's like, you could tell he's supposed to be upset at a scene, and he's like, don't go over there. I really don't want you to go over there. Like, that kind of thing. Like, he's not emotional. And, you know, and I think that's how he was supposed to trying to be played. Like, Reed Richards is very calm and whatever. But it was just bad. Like, and like I said, the whole Doctor Doom was just bad. Like, how they did him, how he was portrayed, how he was shown. You know, he's supposed to be like a monarch that is in charge of a country who is like some techno wizard. And, like, in the comic books, he's genius. He's smart. He's cold. He's calculating. And this, he was just a jealous guy. He was just jealous of Reed and Sue. And he is in the comics, but it was like, that's all they focused on. And it was just, every time I saw him, it was like, that's not Doctor Doom. And granted, in the other movies, it wasn't a good portrayal either. But this was just bad. This was just really, really bad. And you can tell, like you said, Trank, right? That was the director?
Yeah.
You can tell this was nothing like Chronicle. This was, there was one... Okay, the one part I was saying that I liked about the film is the scene when they get their abilities, it almost turns into, like, a horror-type film for a few minutes. Like, you see them freak out when he's catching on fire and when he's stretching, and it was just... It was hard to watch. And that was cool. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, a movie where kids really screw up what they're doing. What was that movie we just saw a few weeks back where they were time-traveling?
Project Almanac.
Project Almanac. Exactly. If they did a film like that where instead of going through time they get another universe, or that's cool. Do that and make it where, like, just stuff goes wrong. This was just bad, like, all over. And so, I don't know. moving forward, like, I really hope that, you know, Fox goes, this bomb so bad, maybe we should talk to Marvel.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
happened with Sony.
You know? Well, Sony had a little bit of sense. I don't see... Fox looked at X-Men Origins Wolverine and said, well, let's try again.
Right, like, but this that's... did... Like, X-Men Origins... the way I put this, that movie I would see over and over again, even though it's a horrible... It's not horrible, but it's just a bad film.
Oh, no,
this,
it's horrible.
This I would never want to see again, not even on Netflix.
Wow.
And it's... Like I said, it's really... disheartening, just the way they did Ben and all that other stuff. It's just, it's sad. It was just, and that's the thing, it's the most self-loathing film of all the comic book films I've ever seen, including, you know, Punisher and those other films. It's just, there's nothing that is uplifting about the film. You know, when we heard, like, Michael B. Jordan was in it, he's a fantastic actor. He was horrible in it. Like, I mean, he was just bad. Like, and that was the only thing that I was kind of excited about, you know? And it probably wasn't his fault, but it was definitely the writing and whatnot. I mean, even at the end, that last scene, when... I'm not even going to say what happens, because I guess I've spoiled enough, but the last line in the film, the last 2 minutes, I'm just like, this is so bad. Like, it is worse than that Will Smith line where he's like, so, we should just be some kind of suicide squad, huh? Like, it is... That's actually a little funny. This was just bad. And I hope that we can only pray to the comic book gods that Disney somehow gets a deal where they take them back, because I'd love to see them with Tony Stark. I'd love to see them mix it in with a lot of the Avengers and Galactus and the Silver Surfer. They're some of the coolest characters that I like. I hope they do some sort of deal where they're like, hey, we'll let you do an X-Men TV show. Give us back that Fantastic Four franchise.
We can only hope.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to go see it. I'm glad that people are not. I'm glad that people are, you know, we don't want a movie to fail. Let me say that. I wish Fox did a fantastic movie. Pun intended. I wish they did an amazing movie, but they didn't. It looked bad from the beginning, and it was bad. So, you know, being this is one of the most bombed movies for, you know, all these new comic book movies, hopefully it tells them, like, wake up. You need to not have that franchise. Give it to Marvel and watch them do magic.
Yeah,
or at least do a deal, you know, something.
Yeah. They're 0-3 with Fantastic Four. So, you know.
Yeah. And I only hope that Sony does great with their Spider-Man. So, anyway, we're going to wrap it up. You know, it's show might have sounded a little bit different, but, you know, it's going to be new. And it's like I said, we're going to be doing the same old show that we've always done. Going to be talking about geeky stuff, talking about comic books, talking about movies and TV shows. You're just going to have more places to listen to it now. You know, so you'll have it on our podcast on the on iTunes and whatnot, and we'll have it at thein.fm. And next week, you know, we'll be able to tell you more about the time, the dates, all that good stuff. Make sure you go to our Facebook, We Geek Podcast. Make sure you check out our Twitter. It's at We Geek Podcast. And I'll even give my personal Twitter. I want you guys to start tweeting me. It's at Adam Estep. At AdamEstep. That's my own personal Twitter account. I don't care. Tweet at me. Who cares?
Hell, I'll jump in too. Why not? I'm at the Logan Witt. TheLoganWitt.
There you go. Yeah, go ahead and tweet us, at us, whatever you do on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot more now. And yeah, our email address, it's WeGeekPodcast@gmail.com. It's going to be changing soon. We're going to get thein.fm one. So listen for that. Again, go to the website, thein.fm.
Totally yeah. Check them out. They've got some really great shows, great DJs. I have genuinely been listening to it a little bit over the last week.
Oh, yeah, man. They got some really good DJs. And yeah, just, you know, it's better for the show. We got more people listening to us than ever before with them. So yeah, just again, check out all our stuff, and we'll see you next week, Captain.